Well, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. Hey everyone, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Oh, it's late Sunday evening, and we're recording as per the usual.
Well, we'd been pretty good the last few weeks about doing it during his nap, but today you had more important things to do.
Yes, in honor of the late, great Sean Connery, I decided to finally build the Aston Martin DB5 Lego set that I've had sitting for, what, 2.5 years, 3 years?
Something like that.
Came out in 2017, so yeah, 3 years.
Yeah. You were engrossed in it.
Yeah, mostly because I don't have a phone that works anymore. And thanks to Apple's account recovery situation, I seemingly won't have one that works again until November 14th.
That's so crazy.
If you're listening to this and you're a friend or a loved one and you thought I was bad at answering texts before, oh, baby. So, to get around, like, just wanting to listen to podcasts in the car, yes, Saturday, I had to take the old phone, Bluetooth that, do a hotspot on the new phone so that the old phone could get a signal, Wi-Fi, from the new phone. And, yeah, I can't do anything because everything was purchased under the old, that account that I've had since, I don't know, 1998.
And you just forgot your Apple ID password?
I change them so frequently because of the one time I was hacked.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all variations of a similar password. And I just like was like trying to download. Someone sent me something at work, and I tried to look at it. Like, you need the app to look at this. I was like, oh, fuck. So I tried to download it. It wouldn't let me. Putting the wrong password in. I was like, I'll change the password again. Changed it. It was in the middle of the day at work, and then I don't remember what that was.
Oh no.
So. That is the catalyst. I have not had a phone upgrade from Apple go smoothly since 2009.
Yikes.
Stupid. It really is very annoying, especially now that I won't get access till 2020, but November 14th. Anyway. What's new, everybody? Henry's 18-month appointment was this week. I got to go because I worked super late the night before, so our call time was super late. So that worked out. Henry's just a little baby bundle of baby.
He's not so little, though.
I mean, he seems little to me because he's a baby.
He's a little boy.
Yeah. He's a toddler.
He is a toddler. He's a real toddler.
Yeah, he's toddling. And now he's figured out how to make himself dizzy, so...
And that is really fun.
Yeah, he likes to spin around, looking up at the ceiling.
And then collapse on the floor.
And then fall onto the rug.
He's loving his learning tower.
What's that?
The kitchen thing.
Oh, I thought it was called something else. I thought it was called, like, Little Partner.
That's the brand.
Oh, learning tower. Guys, Henry has a learning tower, which is essentially just a wooden platform he can climb up on, and it's got like a handrail, and he can be at the level of the counter.
He loves it.
So that it's just a fun game of keep away. All the sharp objects, all the food. It's less learning and more like playing whack-a-mole.
But he does get to, like, help, quote unquote.
Yeah, he helped make French toast.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and he helped make brownies today. And, yeah, it's going all right. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any more updates on the 18-month
thing? I don't know.
Your moms pay more attention than
his.
I was like, I had to go to work, and I was like trying to like think about that, and,
yeah.
And all of a sudden I was like, get a flu shot. I was like, okay, but like I have to leave 5 minutes ago, and they brought in a flu shot.
Yeah,
and they stabbed me in the arm, and then.
Well, just to catch everyone up, last week we attempted to get Matt a flu shot after we recorded at Target. No,
they knew that. That was between recordings.
That was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So there was no attempt made to go back to Target.
Right.
As we all thought there may not be.
Yeah.
And then conveniently, the pediatrician's office was like,
do either of you need a flu shot?
And I was like, uh-huh.
So that was good. And then Henry got his flu shot and his last hepatitis A shot. So hopefully he won't get that. And his doctor called him Thor.
Yes. He's like a little baby Thor.
Because he's big and strong.
And blonde with a pony, with a man bun.
Yeah.
So I got him a Mjolnir, which he was half into for 14 seconds. And then was like, no.
He's more into trucks.
He's more into trucks and boxes.
Yep.
But
he was into the helicopter, especially as soon as I explained that it was a caw-caw.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
Yeah, he liked that. Really very, very toy heavy weekend for the kid.
I know.
And I was like, oh, Christmas is supposed to be a thing too. What are we doing?
Well,
turn into those parents that have like 8 miles of toys.
No.
Yeah, it seems like it.
No.
Especially like when you're in his playroom and he's like, he wants more stuff out of the closet. And you're like, what else could you possibly want?
I always just say to him, Henry, we have enough toys out. We're not going to get more. Yeah, so that's it.
He deals.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, it's not like he's not like as adamant as he is when there's a dog poop on the ground.
Did you guys know that Henry is a poop patrol person?
He really is obsessed with dog poop in the sense that, like, he must let everyone know that he's found it.
And that it needs to be picked up.
He's great at not touching it, thank God.
That is true.
if you don't do it, then he's going to be very angry. And Bo was a little sick this morning on the driveway, so there was a mess that I had to clean up that Henry was like so angry about, but it took so long to clean because I had to pressure wash it.
Yeah.
So but
Henry was very adamant about cleaning it up.
Yeah, I was just inside trying to assemble an ejector seat.
And I was like, honey, Henry is, he won't leave.
And I had to take the pressure washer out and go to town. Yeah, I cleaned it up. And then I was like trying to put away the pressure washer, and then I just hear the baby yelling. And I'm like, can you go see what he's probably found more dog poop? Sure enough. Found more dog poop.
He found two more poops.
Oh my God. We've been like going on the other side of the house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In a big circle around the house, and we never go on that side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we found two dog poops on that side of the house. He was not happy about it.
Wow. He also patrols the park when he and Holly go.
Yeah. He's a real, what would you say, stickler for whatever that municipal code is.
Yeah, you must pick up dog poop.
Yeah.
He could work for the city in that.
I'd like him to. Halloween, he was a recycling bin, speaking of working for the city.
Yeah. I mean, it was a interpretation of a recycling bin.
Look, I think it was, you know, it's just team recycling, you know?
Yeah. I got him bright blue pajamas, like the color of a blue recycling bin. And then I got a recycling decal, and put it on the shirt. And it was cute. And he had it on for like close to an hour. And then he realized he could peel off the decal.
Yep. And then it was over.
And then it was done.
What else is there to catch people up on? Let's see.
You finished another cycle.
Of work, not IVF.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I meant of work. Yep. You did a round of IVF.
Yep. No, I finished. We shot three more. Go back for two, and then Thanksgiving, and then two, and then Christmas?
Is that right?
Can't be right. I think it's right.
No.
Yeah, no, it's a 2-2-3.
Really?
2-2, yeah. According to the... You have the wrong dates, by the way.
Oh, I do?
As I told you when I sent it to you, I was like, this is preliminary. Never go by this.
Okay.
And yet she's booking things left and right. You know, all the excursions to nowhere because we're in a pandemic.
What are you talking about? I haven't booked anything.
Anyway. What's going on with you, Dory?
What is going on with me? Well, I got to tell you, not a whole lot. I think I've perfected my challah recipe.
Yes.
4 weeks in, 5 weeks in. I made two very nice challahs on Friday. One raisin, one plain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we use the raisin, no, the plain one for French toast on the weekend.
Yeah, it was very good
French toast. Seems to be what we do every Saturday, everybody. So, in case you're wondering.
You know, rituals are important.
There's not a lot going on here.
Yeah.
I mean, in my brain.
Yep, in your brain. And I made some brownies today.
Yeah.
From an America's Test Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Recipe.
Yep.
I just throw out like the middle ones. They were too gooey.
Okay.
And they kind of stuck to the foil, even though I had greased it.
Okay.
So I don't know. I feel like I need to tweak the recipe or something. I also think our oven is not
right. Well, great. It's supposed to be getting fixed.
Yeah, it's getting fixed on Tuesday.
I don't know that will do anything to the actual what temperature it, I know. It is and holds.
I know. I also realize I should have. I usually like rotate the stuff I'm baking because the oven doesn't cook evenly, doesn't mm-hmm. bake evenly, and mm-hmm. I forgot to do that. So I feel like that could have affected things a little bit.
I was having a conversation about you know, the second kid situation
uh-huh.
with Shy over at the guitar store. You know, my
yep, friend, your buddy.
Friend that owns the guitar store. And he was saying, like, he's like, let me give you the name of this Chinese doctor in Pasadena.
Okay.
He's like, I've sent 10 people there. And 9 out of 10 of them have gotten kids from it.
Okay.
And he's like...
Is he an IVF? Is this an IVF doctor?
Is it Eastern medicine?
Oh, I see.
You know, he'll just send you home with $600 of vitamins every month.
Oh, I see.
And then, you know, it's supposed to work.
Okay.
I was like, I'll bring it up.
Wait, is he saying I should go or you should go?
We.
Oh, we should go.
You know, and then obviously... It seems like I'm the problem, so he'll probably just give me some sweet, sweet vitamins for sperm.
But will you take them?
That's an extra question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not out of, like, a desire not to take them. Mm-hmm. Just out of a genuine forgetfulness, thanks to some severe ADHD. Yeah.
How many kids does Shy have?
Two. One exactly as old as Henry.
How does he feel about having two?
He doesn't feel great about it.
Really?
He's like, I mean, he feels like he loves his kids. And
sure.
He's like, but like, he's like, but your life is not your life. And you're just like, it's just the kids, just the kids, just the kids. He's like, but, you know, your wife wants one, so you'll have another one.
Wow.
And I was like, interesting.
We said we weren't going to talk about it.
I know.
But you brought it up.
I brought it up because I talked about it yesterday to someone.
So when you, how did you feel coming out of that conversation?
The same. Well, I mean, like, this sounds cheaper. You know what I mean?
Oh, so this would be instead of IVF.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
I mean, not instead of, but like, I would certainly try to do that before I did another round. Sounds silly, doesn't it?
A little bit.
All right. Don't write in about this. Thank you, everybody. thanks for hearing me and
I mean
accepting me as a person.
You know, I think if I were 5 years younger, I would say sure. Let's try it.
Yeah.
But
well, there's nothing, I mean, as far as like the sperm improving, there's not a ton that I can do outside of the supplements and diet change and then the and then like maybe the varicosity surgery, which doesn't improve it enough for me to really want to go under for it.
Yeah, I hear that.
So I'll tell you what. We'll see what happens this week in the world.
Okay.
And then maybe I would be more open to discussing.
All right.
Let's just, you know, it's kind of a wait and see week, you know?
Hey, I hear you.
Just let's all figure it out, everybody.
Yeah.
And don't forget to be cool with each other. All right. Now that I've given my words of wisdom.
Matt's words of wisdom.
Don't forget to pre-order Dory's book. linktr.ee/DoryShapiro. That's Linktree. You could do so there. Don't forget to leave your Apple Podcast reviews. And you can join our Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups. I don't know why I still say /. And then, of course, it's Excellent Adventure. Our website, excellentadventure.com. You can support the show on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/excellentadventure. Our Twitter is @excellentpod. And our email, of course, DoryandMatt@gmail and MattandDory@gmail. Our phone number, 413-461-BABY.
You can also email us a voice memo.
Yes.
Which, you know, lots of people are doing now.
Popular option. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat-wicking, blister-preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
same today, for tennis. Same for tennis, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number 1, 2, and 3 most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat-wicking.
See, the light bulb's going off.
Supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you'll want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas is 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Okie dokie, we're back. Bo is still here. He's decided that whatever is on the floor is his now.
All right. This first email is from Hazy, mm-hmm. who writes, "Hello, Matt and Dory and Henry and Bo. Thanks for your dedication to us, the listeners. You're welcome. I wanted to respond to the woman whose friend has experienced multiple miscarriages. She sounds like an incredible friend. As someone who has also experienced pregnancy losses, 3 in a year and a half, I am so glad to hear that someone who is struggling has such a loving and considerate friend. I wanted to add a few of my own thoughts. First, in the immediate wake of the loss, food is so appreciated. I think there's a reason that food is something people bring when someone loses a loved one, and a miscarriage is just that. In general, I think it's helpful to think about pregnancy loss in similar terms to the death of a loved one. Send flowers, sympathy cards, bring food, not sure how this looks in COVID times, etc. Second, don't be afraid to bring up the lost babies. She may want to talk about them and not feel like it's something she can bring up in conversation. And thirdly, be aware that the grief will continue for a long time, perhaps forever. Thanks again for a great pod." Thank you, Hazy. I do just also want to say, though, that like, the experience of miscarriage does really vary. Like, I think,
yeah, person to person, yeah. and sort of, I think it's going to hinge a lot on their personality.
Right. Like, some people might feel weird about getting sympathy cards and flowers for a miscarriage. Other people might really welcome that. So I think,
yeah,
you know, it's just, it is like what Matt was saying. You kind of have to know your audience. But I think these are all good and thoughtful suggestions.
I'll tell you who doesn't know their audience. Me.
What do you mean?
I don't understand you guys yet. I'm still trying to figure it out.
4 years in?
Yep.
Okay.
What else are they going to say regarding that?
I don't know.
Nor do I. Over to you, Dory Shafrir.
Well, we got a voicemail about this same topic that I would like to play.
Oh, I will let me know when you're ready, because I have not even turned that on.
Find it. Nope.
In the meantime, if anyone has any advice on where to get, you know, candles that don't smell terrible, let me know.
Why can't I find that?
It's okay, honey. I'm talking about candles right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like, I like the candles from the Magic Candle Company, you know, because they do, like, Disney smells, and my favorite is the one that smells like the Pirates of the Caribbean, a.k.a. the chemical bromine that's used to clean the water in most theme park rides. But, you know, beyond that,
how did you feel about the spruce candle?
I like the spruce one quite a bit.
So why don't we get some more there?
This is $17.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is, I don't know how many hours of burn this is. It's an 8-ounce candle.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like the Yankee Candle people,
mm-hmm.
their scents are a little strong.
You know, Target actually has some really nice scents.
I remember one scent they had called Martha's Vineyard, and it smelled like urine. Literally. Smelled like, it was very,
I got a holiday spruce candle from Target, and it smells really nice. Maybe the next time I'm at Target.
You're also not a big scented candle person.
That is not true.
I disagree.
I like a scented candle.
You're always
candle.
Like, oh, I hate this.
I just don't like stinky. I don't like the Pirates of the Caribbean smell.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I just have to speak my truth.
Your truth hurts me.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
Feels like, by the way, a subscription box waiting to happen.
I'm sure there are candle subscription boxes.
What would it be called? Candleton? Head to Candletown every week with Candleton, the subscription box you for know, candles.
It's so funny you brought up Yankee Candle because I was going to get you a Yankee Candle advent calendar, but you can only get it in the UK.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Because I guess the UK is like really advent calendar crazy. Like this is a thing that started happening a few years ago. Like all these like beauty companies and like various other places are really into advent calendars. And so Yankee Candle makes an advent calendar, but they only sell it in the UK.
Look, advent calendars aren't strange. I mean, I've had...
No, of course not. But like
gajillions of them. But usually it's chocolate.
Right. But now there's a whole trend now where like there's so many advent calendars you can get like at Sephora.
Really?
Yes. With like beauty items.
So and, like different, like 24 different.
Like a serum, like a lipstick, like all that stuff. And then there's like, there's really expensive ones. Like Diptyque now has a advent calendar that costs like $400. Like, advent calendars have become like such a crazy thing.
Is that true? I mean, because yes. It feels like it might be like just in your ecosphere, in your Twitter sphere.
I know you think that, but
I typed in bromine candle and one of the ones that came up was shooting range candle, gunpowder and spent brass.
I'm telling you, there is.
Which, by the way, doesn't sound bad.
There is a advent calendar for everyone.
Well, I mean, like, is there an advent calendar? Again, subscription box, guys.
An advent calendar subscription box or a candle subscription box?
Both. Like, what if you had an advent calendar subscription box every month?
You got an advent calendar.
Oh, I could just get a bromine floater spa sanitizer and just drop that in a tub.
Okay, here. This is from The Strategist. And it's an article about the best beauty advent calendars to buy this year.
So weird.
And they write, while advent calendars have been popular since the Victorian era, the beauty advent calendar craze is relatively recent and originated in the UK. According to one London-based expert, we're very inclined to trust. The catalyst for luxury advent calendars, specifically beauty ones, was in 2014 when department store Liberty released a calendar to coincide with the relaunch of its beauty hall, explains Alva Malone, the senior editor over at Strategist UK. I know her because she used to work at BuzzFeed UK. Beauty writer Daniela Morosini, who also lives in the UK, agrees. People would queue around the block to get them. I remember seeing endless lines outside Liberty as early as 6 a.m.
What?
Morosini adds that the boom of beauty influencers then brought what was a kind of niche product to a much wider audience. Now, most beauty brands and retailers offer advent calendars for the holiday shopping season, both here and across the pond. It's kind of like the sneakerhead or hype beast community. People will wait all year for the drop and want to be first in line, adds Morosini, which is why they tend to sell out fast. You are so skeptical of me.
Well, I didn't realize. I mean, look, the UK usually does Christmas right. Everybody else sort of like, you know, I mean, look, we're just, it's the holidays pretty much. We've just taken it from Charles Dickens.
True.
So it's I mean, not the holiday, but like, you know, all the trimmings.
Yep.
As it were.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get back to the pod.
I liked that little pod digression.
I did too. It was nice.
Continue.
We're going to get back to miscarriage.
Boy.
Here we go.
Hey, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Beau. This is Catherine in New Jersey. I've called in a couple of times about the uterine septum, and I was also the early on emailer who had a miscarriage during vacation. Anyway, I wanted to reach out to you all to respond to the listener who is looking for advice in supporting her friend through recurrent pregnancy loss. And I just wanted to echo what you all were saying. She's already doing a great job being an empathetic and caring friend. I also had three losses in a row, rapid fire, which was, you know, just devastating and one of the hardest, most challenging times of my life. But I found that by the time we got to the third loss, people just stopped really caring. It became part of the norm. And so the fact that this friend is even thinking and caring and reaching out is really wonderful. I also agree with Dory, those text messages that just drop in and say, hey, I'm thinking of you, no need to respond, is really, really nice to know that there's somebody out there who is thinking of you without putting on any pressure to engage. So that's really wonderful. A couple of other ideas I have. Food is always great. You can always send, a meal to them, or you can send a DoorDash gift card or Uber Eats or whatever. While, they may be past the point of the immediate trauma of the loss, just one last time of having to worry about food can be a great relief at any point of the grieving process. And then another idea would be to just send along to your friend anything that you found funny or fun or amusing, whether it be a meme or a podcast, a great book recommendation, movie, TV show, something to distract your friend for a few moments and bring a little bit of light into her life is always greatly appreciated. And actually, you guys were talking about a candle that stayed lit overnight. Oopsie. But actually, a candle is a really great idea. I always found when I hit my expected due date or the anniversary of when I had a loss, I would light a candle and just spend a few minutes thinking about that child that I lost and just being in that moment. And there's something really beautiful about having the light of a candle to do that by. So actually sending your friend a candle with a little note about that could be a really nice gesture as well. So those are just a few ideas. Matt, please go get your flu shot.
I did.
You guys are staying safe
accidentally.
And healthy. And thanks again for the podcast. It's one of the highlights of my week. Take care.
Wait, that's so weird because I totally forgot that her voicemail also mentioned candles.
By the way, if we are not the most on-topic podcast ever, get out. I think that's going to be my answer to every question on the podcast this week.
Candles?
Yeah. Maybe you get a scented candle. It smells like the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Except if you're giving it to me.
Except if Dory is recipient. If Dory is a recipient, it must smell sort of like a Douglas fir, faintly.
Not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
What?
What is your favorite fake scent?
I like a fig candle.
Fig.
Yeah.
Huh.
I also like a sandalwood.
Of like all the manufactured scents in the world, that's the one.
I like a fig. I like an amber.
What does amber smell like?
It smells like amber.
What?
I like a sandalwood.
Petrified syrup?
I like sap? I do like a woodsy candle. You're right. I also really like the scent of jasmine.
Okay. All right. Just taking notes for your advent calendar, you know.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to get Dory a candle advent calendar from the New Yankee Workshop.
Let me call the elves.
All right. Guys, we will be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're back. Still no consensus on what smell is the best.
You would say your Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like that one a lot. It doesn't really fully smell like the actual ride.
It smells like the Grove to me.
Does it?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't mind that. Yeah. I guess. I mean, I worked there long enough.
That's true.
Sometimes I like a fake gingerbread candle.
Mm. You know, I used like.
Is there like a chai tea candle?
I'm sure there is. Good, I think. I used to like vanilla. Then I went through a phase of not liking vanilla because I thought it was like super basic.
Get it out of my face.
And recently I've gone back to being like, you know what? Vanilla actually smells really nice.
Look, there's a reason things are basic.
Yeah.
You know, because people, mass appeal. Majority like the thing that's basic.
Yeah. I got an apple candle from Trader Joe's that I've had in the bathroom.
How is that? I've not smelled that.
Really?
Why aren't you lighting that?
I am lighting it after you poop.
Oh, well, that's why I don't smell it. I've been gone.
I've been like...
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Oh, my God. Gotta light the candle.
Oh, yeah. Like, you poop vanilla.
I poop jasmine.
Very heavy poop episode.
I poop amber.
That's gotta hurt.
We don't know what it smells like, but I poop it.
Bo's poop. We started with Bo's poop.
We did. It is a very poop heavy episode.
Candles and poop.
All right. Let's move on. This is from Maggie. Hi, Matt and Dory. I have premature ovarian failure, so my husband and I are pursuing IVF with donor eggs. We started with the clinic and donor agency in October 2019. We had two donors that didn't get through screening. Then the third screening was put on hold due to COVID. Our agency / clinic is in Los Angeles as options for treatment are limited in my area. IVF was considered non-essential in California. The clinics finally reopened and the third donor made it past screening. I let myself get really excited. The donor is 24. Her numbers look good. I thought she would have lots of eggs retrieved. Retrieval was yesterday, October 25th. The doctor counted 25 follicles prior to the trigger shot. I talked with the doctor today. He said that there was a problem and that the eggs did not fertilize like he expected, so we have three.
What does that mean, like he expected?
I had that exact question. Okay. So I know that the numbers drop off with each step, but I wasn't expecting the drop-off to be so quick and steep. It's disappointing that even though this donor went through seemingly every screening imaginable, the doctor was to predict this. I don't totally understand.
The doctor wasn't able to predict this.
I don't have a question, just feeling a lot of feelings. I'm learning so much with this process. Today I learned that there can't be any expectations and that there isn't such a thing as fair in this process either. Thank you for your podcast. It's helped me so much. From Maggie, an 1,100 square feet in Iowa with a husband and silly golden doodle.
Yeah, that's a lesson that you have to learn sometimes the hard way regarding expectations and reality and this fertility.
Juggernaut?
Sure. But yeah, managing expectations is your key to sanity.
Yeah.
And not, I would say always, keep a positive attitude, but leave room to be pleasantly surprised.
Yes. I agree with that. Maggie, I'm sorry. That sucks. I hope you get some answers. Maybe seek out a second opinion.
That's true. I know of a Chinese doctor in Pasadena.
Yeah, if you're going to California anyway, I mean, maybe you want to go to Pasadena. All righty. We have a voicemail. Now, the person who called in left two voicemails. I'm playing the second one that she left first.
Whoa.
I know. Here we go.
It's bizarre.
Hi again, Matt and Dory. This is Lauren. I'm the person who chose to call to weigh in on my hot dog consumption. And I realized after I hung up that I actually do kind of have a question or a signal I'd love to send out to the listeners. I have a type of hypogonadotropic hypogonadism called Hallman's syndrome, which is really rare in women. I think it's more common in men. I'm a unique case, I guess, in that both of my siblings, one brother and one sister, also have it. And I got genetic testing done that shows I have a 50% chance of passing it on, you know, to each egg or embryo, should they be able to get any from me. So I've been treated for it for about a dozen years. I found out when I was in high school that I had it. And I'm just curious if any other female listeners have call-ins and have successfully undergone IVF, and whether people decided to do embryo testing to eliminate the chance of passing it on or not. It's kind of a thing my husband and I are weighing. We aren't quite ready to start the process, but we probably will in the next few years. And I've never met another woman other than my sister who has it, and she's younger than me and, you know, not thinking about this yet. And so I just would love to know if there's other women with Collins out there and if they have had success getting pregnant. Thanks again for the podcast. You all are great. Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Coleman?
I didn't totally understand what she was saying.
But I bet if anyone out there has it, they know what you're saying.
Yes. So that signal has gone out. Thank you, Lauren.
The signal has gone out.
Yep. All right.
Now, Lauren, why'd you really call?
Well, we'll get to that. Hey, gang. I know it's been a few weeks.
Whoa. Later? Beyond right now?
What?
We're going to find out even later than right now?
Yeah, we're going to find out in a few more minutes. But Sam from Kansas here with an update.
Hi, Sam.
As of me sending this email, I'm still teaching face-to-face, but cases are on the rise in our community. I had 3 students test positive several weeks ago, all of whom have recovered and returned to school. Also, 2 more tested positive last Wednesday. They are still out of school, dealing with symptoms and recovering.
Aye.
It is a revolving door of who is out for the week and how can I accommodate them. Cases are continuing to rise throughout the community. I would be surprised if we are still meeting face-to-face at Thanksgiving. I'm staying fluid and trying not to get stressed. Something is changing every day. I stay primarily between school and its functions, my apartment, trips to the grocery store at 10:30 p.m., and the occasional sunset walk around town. I see 138 kids daily. These kids have families. I don't want to put anyone any more at risk than we already are from simply being around each other. A lifestyle I would like to see more be accommodating to. We've lived with this for so long, and we still have a long way to go. No dog or fish. I understand that I seem like a perfect candidate to have an aquarium, but they seem like an incredible amount of maintenance. Growing up, my dad had a saltwater tank, and I remember what...
Saltwater is so much more maintenance than freshwater.
What felt like weekend after weekend, he was elbow deep with filters and threading tubes around. However, I will not rule out the idea yet. At the least, there are some YouTube videos in my future. I'm also doing what I can to interact with friends and have appropriate social interactions amid the pandemic. I'm also facing the decision of whether or not to travel for Thanksgiving and the holidays. I spoke with my parents last weekend about the matter. I'm not traveling home for Thanksgiving if 45 has a second term. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I do not care to hear the problematic and misinformed opinions of my aunt, but a Biden win may silence her until the mashed potatoes make their way around the table. But with my possible absence, any suggestions for a solo Thanksgiving? I would prefer to not do some sad Thanksgiving meal alone in my apartment. Have either of you spent a holiday typically around family but alone? What should I expect? How can I distract myself? Is it counterintuitive for me to take a weekend trip? I'm in Southwest Kansas. It's a 3 to 5 hour drive to all that Colorado has to offer. I never intend for these emails to be long, but once I get going, I get going. Keep the Henry updates coming. Also, on a Henry note, his hair is getting so long. Any plans for a haircut in the future? I was a toddler with long hair, and all I wanted for my 5th birthday was a haircut. My mom cried the whole time as my curls fell to the floor.
I say this every day.
Best of luck with whatever you decide on what's next for your family. Sam from Kansas, he, him, 150 pounds, 1 to 2 vegan hot dogs in the last year. You asked for people.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many people, like the amount of hot dogs eaten in the last, you know.
Well, Sam's eating a couple of vegan hot dogs.
Sam, don't count. Get back to me when you have something good. I've done holidays by myself. Never particularly fun. And the things that I would recommend you can't really do right now.
Like, I have some suggestions.
Go to the movies or something. I will say, like, every bad show I've fallen in love with, like bad reality show, has been from a Thanksgiving marathon.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, go ahead.
I had 2 suggestions. One is to volunteer, maybe do some kind of like Meals on Wheels situation, delivering meals to people.
Yeah, volunteer to get COVID.
Oh my God,
Dory.
Honey.
You are just a machine for giving out COVID.
I think at this point they might as well
hold an in-person rally.
They leave them outside the door. There's no contact.
All right.
It's fine. Or some other sort of volunteer activity. Maybe you can like make food for people or something. I don't know. Look into what is available in your community that is COVID safe. The other suggestion I had is to like plan a long hike. That is, of course, weather dependent and seeing if there are hikes near you. But you said you're a 3 to 5 hour drive to Colorado. There's some nice hikes in Colorado. So I'm going to say hike or volunteer or both. And Matt says, watch bad reality TV.
I say, just fucking order some maybe some cupcakes, and see what's on the Food Network.
And Inri Henry, you know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking we'd let it grow until he decided he wanted a haircut. So kind of, you know.
Opposite of Matt.
Matt wants it like shaved off tomorrow.
I don't want it shaved. I want it trimmed so the poor kid can see.
He can see.
No, he can see only when we put him up in a Pebbles, pony, straight up ponytail.
He likes his hair up. That's his signature look.
He only likes it up because he cannot see.
He likes it up.
He likes it up because he can't see unless it's up.
So that's now his signature look.
It's not a signature look. It is a negligent parent.
That is not true.
Who just needs to get a haircut. I know we're in a pandemic.
Also, you know, a couple months ago, I offered to take me at a haircut, and you said no, I want to be there.
But now all of a sudden, the haircut's off?
What do you mean?
You're like, never again? No more haircuts?
Well, when we can't get a haircut.
But what I'm saying to you now is that I am allowing the haircut to occur. If I'm off, great. If I'm not off, do it.
Well, no, the point is that
just to that length. Like just so it's like above his eyeballs.
The kid's haircutting place only allows one parent to come. That's the thing.
Great. Then I think it should be you.
No, I think it should be you. Because you obviously have strong feelings about this.
Well, I don't want to get a haircut. I want to be like telling the barber or hairstylist to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, and then I take him home and you're like, what did you do?
Yeah, but what if I do that and you say, what did you do?
Honey, if his hair can be down mm-hmm. without it being literally over his eyeballs, we're good.
Mm. All right, well, I'll think about it. Okay, we've reached the bake-off portion of the pod.
Bake.
Hi, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Beau. I just wanted to call in because the person just wrote in about not having anyone to talk to Bake Off about, and I feel very, very similar. The only people who I know that watch it are you guys, if I can consider that I know you. And so a delight in my week after watching the episode is listening to the podcast called The Bake Down. I went through so many Bake Off podcasts trying to find one that I really, really liked. And I think someone mentioned this one a while back on your guys' podcast. And it took me forever to find it, but it's hosted by two previous contestants. And this season, they have been bringing in an additional previous contestant for every episode. And it's just so lovely just because they are exactly what we love about Bake Off. They're so kind and so generous, and they really do give a perspective, because I've been feeling the same way. Like, everyone's not really good this year, and what's going on? But they really kind of give you a behind the scenes look of, you know, what was the challenge that was written to the contestants, and trying to understand better, like, where the contestants are coming from and why they're just seemingly not doing so well. So anyways, highly recommend The Bake Down for other Bake Off fans down out there. And thank you guys for having this portion of your podcast, because I really look forward to it. This is Jennifer in Fremont, California, 1,800 square feet with a husband, two toddler girls, 4 and almost 3, and a small old lady rescue dog that is 13 years old.
Aww.
The Bake Down, I hope they bring someone in from this season. Because I just need to know what the hell's going on.
They probably will. don't you think? Have you listened to the show?
No.
Me neither.
You know what? I can't download a podcast again until November 14th.
Oh, God.
It's crazy. I think I might just restore my iPhone, wipe it completely, and just use my old my other Apple ID and just use it for everything, and then just sort of rebuy the gajillions of things I've purchased over the years.
That seems like a bad idea.
Like, if I happen to like come upon it and go, I want to listen to this.
I see. You could listen on your computer.
To what?
Anything.
No, I can't.
What do you mean?
Songs I've purchased from Apple.
I'm talking about podcasts.
I need the password.
You can't even. You don't have them on your computer.
I do. They're downloaded, but they're authorized. Oh, you have to be authorized.
So annoying.
It's fucking crazy.
See, this is when I like having Spotify.
I have Apple Music. Oh no, I don't. I don't remember the password.
You're too locked into Apple.
No, I'm not. Everything's terrible. All right, what's next?
All right, this is from Mary.
Myra.
I know her. That's my mom.
Hi, Matt and Dory. Just wanted to put in my two cents about the Great British Baking Show as I binged watched from 2019 and back to the beginning. I agree with you both that this team of 2020 bakers doesn't seem as good as the others, but I also agree that these people have to deal with something the others never had to, a stinking pandemic. Not only are they under pressure to bake well, but they are separated from their families, which has to be causing
a stinking pandemic.
So much stress. All I know is I miss you all and really hope this virus goes away soon so we can see each other in person again. Hugs to all. Love ya, Mom/Mary.
Mom, yeah, we'll see you again. I don't need, you know, don't worry. Don't sky is fall.
No, she just said goes away soon.
Me too. Unless it doesn't go away soon. And then we just have to travel in tubes everywhere.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Thank you, Mary.
Mom, I'm surprised you watched too. All of the Bake Off. Like, did you make Dad watch it too?
She's retired now.
I can't imagine She's Dad chilling. Enjoyed it.
What? It's not like we watch shows together except for Bake Off.
I know, but like, I can't imagine my father watching Bake Off. I'm like thinking about it right now. I'm like, can't wrap my head around what he would think of Noel. He might like really like Noel or really hate Noel. Noel is polarizing for my father, I believe.
All right, this is from Lucy. He says, I never had a Zune. My first MP3 player was a purple one from Sony that started falling apart as soon as the warranty expired, but my player was the giant 160 gig iPod, which sadly suffered the click of death several years ago. I synced it with my computer. None of this fancy schmancy Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. I have a smaller one, but it's just not the same. The boyfriend and I finally tried Great British Baking Show, and it's amazing. We're into the second season now, and so far nothing has topped the blood spilled in the first season. I can't wait to get to the terrible busts in the current season. Lucy, living in 2,100 square feet in Indiana with one boyfriend and four cats.
Four cats?
Four cats.
Lucy, do you ever bake for your cats?
Oh, interesting
question. Do you ever bake for your cats?
I've never baked for Bo. I could bake him some biscuits.
That's true. That doggy daycare. Well, the doggy daycare has baked treats for Bo.
They do.
I've never gotten him one.
Me neither.
Oh. Is that why he's been sad?
He's been sad.
You never got me.
Well, you know why I think he might have been sad lately is because we've been really inconsistent with his pills. I've been trying to give him his pills.
I thought it was that we shut down him getting so many table scraps.
Well, and we stopped.
He's so sad about that now.
But I'm trying to be more consistent with the pills. So the last few days, he's gotten pills every day.
Guys, turns out I'm really into Legos now.
This is like Matt's thing.
Well, I'm like, I kind of want to buy that Disney World castle set. But then I'm like, how much was that set when it came out? Because it's $510 now.
Oh, my God. Why don't you buy a new set when you finish one? Then you can buy a new one.
Let me get back in there.
Okay, we have one more voicemail.
Let's hear it.
Dory. My name is Lauren, and I'm a longtime listener to the pod, and I had to call in when Matt put the call out for weighing in and including the number of hot dogs you've eaten last year. Due to the pandemic, my husband and I moved out of our apartment, and our landlord raised the rent. Who does that in the middle of a pandemic? And now we are living with my in-laws, who are incredible humans. But they eat a lot of hot dogs, and I would say pre-moving in with them, I probably averaged 3 hot dogs a year, you know, like when I'm camping over the fire or something. And I've probably had 10 hot dogs in the last 2 months since living with them, and I, you know, that has probably affected my weight in some way, but 'tis quarantine. Anyway, I just was laughing when he put in that request, and I thought I would oblige. I really appreciate the podcast. We are not currently doing IVF, but I have a genetic disorder that means I will probably need to do it in the future when we want to have kids, and it's just been really good to, you know, hear from all the listeners and learn a little bit about it from people going through the process. So thanks for all you do. Good luck. Give Bo some scratches on the head for me. He seems like a really good pup.
Thank you.
She's the one who
finally got the answer.
Also, I apologize for what is probably terrible audio. I work on podcasts, and I'm currently calling you from my car Bluetooth, so this is probably horrid, and I apologize for that.
I've heard worse.
Goodbye.
I mean, we've recorded worse sounding audio, so don't feel bad. You know, it's funny, as I watched a hot dog maker review today on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought to myself, like, who is this for? Mm-hmm. Who's like, I need a faster way to make hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody? No? Okay. All right, everyone. That does it for today's episode of Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. Oh, should we talk about Bake Off? What, this past week's?
Oh. Well.
Look.
Spoilers if you haven't watched it.
Look, we can be vague. And like, I was surprised at who went home.
I was too.
I was sad about it.
I think a lot of people were.
But I think it was good for him to get out now.
You revealed the sex of the person who went home.
It was good for them to get out now. Because I think they were 4 weeks away from cheating on their wife with Lottie. Thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Tune in next week. Find out what I was talking about. All right.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Wait, no, don't we have to say thank you?
No, because it was the timing of it.
That's right.
So we don't have
all right, everybody.
Next month's names yet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.